started putting two poles up, so we snuck Will down low, and then we the way the matchups worked, we started playing around with that, and that really helped us. I told Will he turned the game around for us. And then how about Jake Bernhardt? You know, kid from Florida, makes that, you know, one goal game, dodges to the middle of the field and sticks one high. And I thought we kept fighting. I thought their attack was quicker to the ball than us in the first half, and I thought we got quicker to the ball in the ground balls, and the ground balls saved. We hit 50-39 in the second half. And you know, we didn't play great man down. They were 2-for-3, but we played great man up offense. We were 4-for-5. So it was one of those things, whoever had the ball had a good chance to score. And I think the goalies were battling, but, you know, it didn't seem like no one got hot at the right time. And but, you know, we talked all year. I think we've lost 9 games in the seniors class that we've either been tied or had the lead at half. And so our whole goal this year was finish. We wanted to finish the fourth quarter, and then we did it against Bellarmine. We won the fourth quarter, and we did it today.
So, Dave, you're down by 4, and had to be a little gut check time for the team, even though it's early in the year. You didn't seem ruffled on the side.
No, they everybody had a positive attitude. Everybody wanted to get the next one, and our kids' hearts are in the right place. We may not play perfect, but our attitude and our character and our toughness is there. And so I thought when we got it to 1 right before the third quarter, I just saw a whole different attitude on our sideline. And I thought at the end of the third quarter, our kids really competed. And from then on, we started getting all the ground balls that mattered, where I thought they had got them mostly in the first half.
What was being said in that huddle in between the third and the fourth?
I think we just smacked each other around. I think it was one of those mosh pit things that we did.
What were the defensive adjustments after halftime? Was it looking like a different team out there?
Well, we stopped sliding from the crease. We went near man. We went into an adjacent slide, and that helped us a little bit. Though, you know, and then we tried to, when they cut through or set a pick, we tried to switch out. We didn't on the 13th goal, but I think that helped us. I think Coach Slough adjusted to going near man. I think it really helped us.
Break that Brian Farrell back up.
Would you see the difference he is between the lines and the transition and everything like that? And, you know, we played again without Danny Burns, who's really a very important part of our team. And hopefully we'll get him back this week for Duke. But I can't tell this team the heart and character they showed. And, you know, Brian Phipps battling. He wasn't making saves, but he battled. And I thought our kids, Ryan Young, and I thought Will Yeaton turned the game around.
Did you guys sense that Will was frustrated?
Yeah, it was a little different. I think we shut him out in the first half, you know. He got one on extra.